And not so long ago, the sport of figure skating was beset by controversy and scandal. There were fights among skaters and allegations of corruption among judges. Then came a new and bewildering scoring system. Commentator Frank DeFord says it hasn't helped the sport.
Remember the town in Vietnam that they said had to be destroyed in order to be saved? Well, something like that applies very well to figure skating. A sport that's judging system was so corrupt that changes had to be made. Unfortunately, instead of trusting that they could change the judges, they changed the whole system and thereby destroyed the sport's popularity. Ah, but the old system where perfection was a 6, remember? And here came the judges' marks one after another. 5.8, 5.7, 5.9. It was as dramatic as an Oscar envelope, as simple as a touchdown. And the cheers and sighs would roll out. For years, the Olympic Figure Skating Championships were about the only other competition to approach Super Bowl ratings. Figure skating was the tent pole that held up the whole Winter Olympics. The prime purpose of the new and unimproved scoring system was to better quantify the various elements in a program. That's the required jumps and spins, so that the famously nefarious judges would have less latitude to cheat. Alas, this created a scoring system so arcane that, by comparison, it makes computing the Standard & Poor's Index child's play. Moreover, by emphasizing compulsory obligations, the new system diminished the emphasis on artistry. To me, what always made figure skating so special was that it came at that wonderful confluence of art and athletics. Of course, to a lot of Americans who think 350-pound slugs momentarily grappling at the line of scrimmage is the essence of athleticism, figure skating with music and sequins to boot just isn't a real sport. Yeah, well, try it out there all by yourself for 4.5 minutes, jumping and spinning on a blade and having to do it all in time to the music. Worse, enforcing an emphasis on the basics, the new rules reward playing it safe, celebrating the ordinary rather than risking the difficult. And grace has been ostracized. The other day I asked Johnny Weir, the most lyrical of American skaters, how much time he could really afford to show off his original artistry in a long program. 10 seconds, he replied straight away. 10 seconds out of 4.5 minutes to express himself in a sport where expression was as much the glory as axles and sow cows were the power. Figure skating used to attract tens of millions of dollars in rights fees from TV. Not anymore. The ice shows are going the way of vaudeville. NBC could lose as much as $200 million on these Vancouver games. Now, obviously, part of the reason for that is the economy. But sadly, as the soul has been legislated out of figure skating, so too has the heart of the games been stolen from the Winter Olympics.
Commentator Frank DeFord joins us each Wednesday on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.